With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Danon says Israel will continue to target the leadership of Iran's regime.
Changing the men at the top does not change the regime. It is the same ideology, the same nuclear ambitions, the same ballistic missiles, the same terror proxies. For us, nothing changed. My advice to Tehran's new leadership, look at what happened to those who thought they could threaten the U.S. and Israel.
Danon spoke to reporters amid continued U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran. He was joined by several women's rights activists from Iran to address the rights and freedoms of women in that country. Police are investigating what's being called an ISIS-related terrorism investigation in New York City.
Over the weekend, two men caught with IEDs near the New York City mayor's residence during protests and counter-protests. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says these devices could have killed people if they had gone off.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
She says Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi are under arrest. They were counter-protesting conservative influencer Jake Lang's Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City rally.
At this time, we do not have any information that connects this investigation to what's going on overseas in Iran.
Julie Walker, New York.
Multiple gunshots were fired at the Los Angeles home of Rihanna, and police have taken a woman into custody. That's according to the Los Angeles Police Department. There were no injuries following the Sunday shooting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 239 points. The Nasdaq rose 308. The S&P advanced 56. This is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
London police say four men have been arrested on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. The Metropolitan Police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. Britain's campaign against anti-Semitism says it's grateful to police for foiling the alleged plot, but accuses the government of not taking the threat seriously. This is SRN News. The markets stage a big comeback after steep early losses.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after shaking off a big early loss as crude oil prices pulled back after spiking to their highest level in 4 years. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 239 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. It was the latest turbulence to hit markets as investors try to assess how long the war with Iran will last and what impact it could have on the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Seth Sutel, New York.
Anthropic is suing the Trump administration, asking federal courts to reverse the Pentagon's decision designating the artificial intelligence company a supply chain risk over its refusal to allow unrestricted military use of its technology. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.